Module 3. Unit 3A, Exercise 3B. Pages 46 and 47.
Schools around the world. Do you look forward to going to school? Or do you absolutely dread it? Or perhaps you'd prefer to go to school somewhere else? This week, Go Magazine takes a look at how schools are different around the world. Schools of every shape and size. There are many types of schools in the world. Some are expensive private boarding schools, like rugby school in England, where the game of rugby was invented. There are also some specialist schools, like drama schools, dance schools, or the 40 acrobatic schools in Wuchao, China. It might sound like fun, but as 13-year-old Zhang Li explains,
"Our training starts at 5:30 a.m. It's very hard, but these skills will help me earn a living when I leave."
There are also a wide range of school subjects at different schools. At Holden High School in the USA, subjects include comic book art, photography, songwriting, and yoga. To and from school. At a school in the Annapurna Mountains in Nepal, classes don't start until 10 a.m. because a lot of students have to walk for about an hour to get there. In Japan, it isn't unusual for students to spend 2 hours or more getting to school on public transport.
"It's not so bad,"
says 15-year-old Keiko from Tokyo.
"I sometimes sleep or study on the train, and it's a great way to catch up with my friends."
Studying hours. The average school day in the UK and the US is 6.5 hours for high school students. Students in Korea and Greece, however, are not so lucky. After school, they attend extra classes in private schools.
"On a typical day,"
says Ji Kim from Seoul, South Korea,
"I don't get home until midnight, but if I don't study hard, I won't get into a good university."
School rules. All schools have rules, but sometimes they are really strict. At Eton College, a very famous boys' boarding school in England, the students have a smart but very old-fashioned uniform, with a long jacket, trousers, and shirt. In Japan, everyone has to participate in osoji, or the cleaning of the school before they go home. Whereas at Summerhill School in England, it's the students who make the rules. Education or no education? So, is your school better or worse than schools in other parts of the world? No matter what your answer is, we shouldn't forget that 300 million children in the world don't have any schools to go to. So even if you'd like to change some things about your school, you really are one of the lucky ones.